March 25, the throne of grace. Come in humility and holy fear. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Psalm 89:7. Humility and reverence should characterize the deportment of all who come into the presence of God. In the name of Jesus, we may come before him with confidence, but we must not approach him with the boldness of presumption, as though he were on a level with ourselves. There are those who address the great and all-powerful and holy God who dwelleth in the light unapproachable, as they would address an equal or even an inferior. There are those who conduct themselves in his house as they would not presume to do in the audience chamber of an earthly ruler. These should remember that they are in his sight, whom seraphim adore, before whom angels veil their faces. God is greatly to be reverenced. All who truly realize his presence will bow in humility before him. Some think it a mark of humility to pray to God in a common manner as if talking with a human being. They profane his name by needlessly and irreverently mingling with their prayers the words, God Almighty, awful, sacred words which should never pass the lips except in subdued tones and with a feeling of awe. It is the heartfelt prayer of faith that is heard in heaven and answered on earth. God understands the needs of humanity. He knows what we desire before we ask him. He sees the soul's conflict with doubt and temptation. He marks the sincerity of the suppliant. He will accept the humiliation and affliction of the soul. To this man will I look, he declares, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. It is our privilege to pray with confidence, the Spirit indicting our petitions. With simplicity, we should state our needs to the Lord and claim his promise. Our prayers should be full of tenderness and love. When we yearn for a deeper, broader realization of the Savior's love, we shall cry to God for more wisdom. If ever there was a need of soul-stirring prayers and sermons, it is now. The end of all things is at hand. Oh, that we could see, as we should, the necessity of seeking the Lord with all the heart. Then we should find him. May God teach his people how to pray.